Shane, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your big win at Rally Ceredigion at the weekend. Thoroughly deserved. It must have been some buzz to come out on top after a hectic weekend's racing.
Yeah, a great feeling. Stuff of dreams, I suppose. It's don't really maybe think it's sunk in yet, but just looking at a lot of the photos and videos that's appearing online over the last couple of days, and it's you can just you're reliving the moment again and again and again down at the stop car where we're up on the roof of the car. So no, I just really, really, really happy with what we've done at the weekend, and it's a massive result for M Sport, especially being 1 and 2 with our teammates Romit and Sim on the podium with us, and for the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, and just really happy for the boss of it all, John Coyne, to get a result for him at all the work and financial support that he provides to us young drivers and co-drivers. It's great for to get a result for John as well, to show that the hard work is paying off. So no, it's been a great weekend, although it was raining quite heavy, but we'll not give out too much about that.
No, I would say you're still in cloud nine. Has the adrenaline calmed down a bit? I would say it takes a few days to come down to earth. I know you're back at work this week, so there's not much time for celebrating, but is there any time to enjoy it, and has the adrenaline calmed down a wee bit?
Yeah, we were out there for dinner, myself and John and John's partner Holly and some of John's friends on Sunday evening, and I suppose typical Sunday is just quiet about the neighbouring town, but we had dinner and a few drinks. We met some of the team as well and had a good chat about the weekend and that. But no, it was nice to get some downtime as well, because the events were quite demanding too. You're talking like the day we done it was a 1 day recce, so that was like we had an X amount of time to write our pace notes for the stages. It was a 5:45 a.m. start, and we didn't go to bed after 11:30 that night, so it's quite intense. And you always try to, like, try and get good, decent sleep and food leading up to the event, because it's all go, go, go once you're at the event. And it's like 5:30, 6 a.m. starts the day of the rally. In fact, actually, Saturday morning was a 5 a.m. start, so it's long days. But once you get the suit on and the helmet on, and the light goes green, the adrenaline keeps you going. So, no, it's all good fun.
And it's all worth it then when you come out in front. Let's go to the rally itself at the weekend. You ended up winning by 29.2 seconds and you led from very early on the Saturday right through. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. That Estonian driver Jurgensen kept you honest the whole way and really put pressure on you.
Yeah, so the way the road order's decided is through free practice. There's a stage just up maybe a maximum of, or a minimum, sorry, of 6 kilometers. So you get two free practice runs in it, and then you do a qualifying time in it. So it's whoever's fastest, the tarmac, is first in the road, which is beneficial for the likes of that rally with the little cuts and that, because with mud pulled out in the road and pollution, it sometimes can slow down the drivers behind you. So we were third in qualifying, so it set us up quite good. Done a super special round Aberystwyth Town, and then the real action started Saturday morning. So the feeling was good with John in the car on qualifying, and we were confident going into Saturday morning, and we were fastest by just a handful of seconds on the first stage, which was stage two Saturday morning. But it just kind of set us up good then. We continued that on and kept chipping away. But there was a stage there like that was up in the region of like 34 kilometers. I think I had like 58 pages of pace notes for it, so it was quite a long stage and quite a good rhythm through there. But just towards the end of it, we came around quite a slow right-hander, but there's a bit of mud on the inside of the corner, and it kind of sent us across the road, and we just clipped there'd be like cattle grids out there, so there's little bales protecting it. We just kissed one of them and damaged the front bumper, and we dropped a bit of time. And there was pheasants on the road, and there was a few sheep running wild as well. So it was like a safari at times.
I'd say
We're
that.
trying to avoid them, but no, we came in and the team done a great job in service getting the car repaired again, and we went out and just kept the hammer down, and got into Saturday evening. Then we were leading, but two tough stages to get into Sunday. The weather was given to break, and Heinrich, our weatherman with M Sport, done a fantastic job. He was really, really giving detailed information of showers, when they were coming, were they localized, were they going to hit the service park, and even with our engineer as well, every decision, Mark, was the correct one. it was a big thing to get the result across the line. So we went out in wet tires for the last loop on Sunday, and sure enough, when we arrived out to the stage, like it was pure wet, and John put down just a stormer of a time in there. I think we were a second a kilometer quicker than the rest. But at that stage, we just made the decision it's time to get the car home now. In the last stage, the lead was strong enough that you could afford to back off a little, because sometimes them last stages can just really bite you.
Yeah, and I think you were leading by over 30 seconds heading into that last stage, so you were confident you could see it out. And then once you finish the last stage and you see your times, as you say, you've been through it all, the weather and the sheep and the pheasants and the mud, a big sense of relief once you finish.
Yeah, because sometimes, when you're going into that last stage, we're two ordinary lads from Donegal, from Armagh, chasing the dream, and it sometimes can be a bit hard to manage the emotions, but we kept ourselves in check. And I remember, like there was 2 pages to go on the notes, and I could see the helicopter over to the right-hand side, and the helicopter would be like doing the outside footage, sorry, which would be the live TV, and you know that everyone's watching and everyone's hoping that you're just going to get it across the line. And for that split second, you have to tell yourself just to, keep focus, just keep calling the notes, keep staying 2 corners ahead of John. You're nearly there. But now, once you get across the finish line, it's just such a relief. A lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts going through your head. And funny enough, from that stage, when you cross the finish line down to the stop car, journey is only a couple of 100 meters. But this time, there was quite a drive, maybe just over. Close to 1 kilometer. So it was nice to have that moment to ourselves, just to kind of have a wee cry, as John says, and have a laugh and just a wee fist pump, and just get yourself process what's going on before you come down to the stop car, or
That's it,
sorry,
just a.
the ceremonial finish. And it was great to see Donna Kelly, who only lives 20 minutes up the road from me. He was one of the first to meet us and greet us there, so along with Gary Jennings. So it was nice to see a couple of familiar faces from home there as well.
Talk to us a wee bit about Rally Carradeg in itself, and maybe you can explain to us why it's such a lucrative event and why it's so prestigious to come out on top in it.
Yeah, what the stages is there, Mark, just the characteristics of the stages change. You're on maybe flat out main road stuff, white line in the middle, change to choppy, bumpy stuff. The grip surface is changing. Sometimes it can be very difficult from a co-driver's side. When the rhythm changes in the stages, sometimes you're in really tight, twisty sections. Other times, you're in flat out sections. You're really against the clock trying to call notes, and it really tests drivers and co-drivers. You're up places there would remind you of like Ballaghbeema down south of the country, and other places then would remind you of bits of Knockalla out in Port Salon, just big wide main road. So no, there's a bit of everything in it, and I suppose with the animals too, you have to avoid them as best you can.
That's it. We can't be hitting the poor animals. Croatia
No.
next, the last event on the European Championship circuit for the year. Shane, this season's gone really well for you. You're sitting in third spot there in the ERC. It'll be a big achievement for yourself and John to finish in the top three, or is it even possible to break into the top two, depending on how the last rally in Croatia goes?
Yeah, mathematically we have a chance. Obviously we'll need to sit down and look at it in more depth now coming into this weekend, but we do have a chance of winning it. We'll need to win the rally, we'll need to win the power stage, and we'll need a bit of drama behind us, which is never nice with your competitors because we're all so close. But no, I think once you we'll just con do what we can do and control what the controllables, and just see how everything else pans out. But Croatia could be quite a similar rally to Ceredigion. Could be mixed weather, maybe need a mixed tire package at certain times as well. There's going to be a couple of guys from the World Championship attending and competing in that event as well. It'll be a warm up for them going to Central Europe a few weeks after. So no, there'll be lots of stiff competition, and it's great to be racing the best because it shows you where the benchmark is, especially at the end of our season and looking forward and going into 2026. So no, we'll be bringing our A game, and we'll be giving it our best shot and see how things fare out on Sunday in Croatia.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland as always, and best of luck in Croatia and best of luck with that ERC. We hope you get the job done. All right, Shane, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.